With the phase two, we will complete the ecosystem or the triangle for mobile money transactions so that eSwitch customers or the eSwitch system become an integral part of this ecosystem. So you have the eSwitch, you have your banking partners, and you have the mobile network operators, which will include the customers that have the mobile money service. Now, once this ecosystem is completed, you are now able to have a situation where you can also push funds from your mobile money accounts to your bank accounts. You are also able to have a situation where you can do cross-border transactions. So you can purchase goods from Amazon. You can secure services anywhere across the world. And you can use your mobile money to pay. It becomes extremely interesting. And the phase two is going to take about 2 months. That now, when the system is completed, it means that if you're clearing your goods at the port and they give you a figure that you should pay, directly from your mobile money account, you can transfer the money directly into the bank account and get confirmation that you've paid your duty. And so you bypass that situation where somebody will say, put a stone and push the paper. Okay? So technology, as we all know, is a big enemy of corruption. And once we have mobile money interoperability in place, it means that payments are going to become much more efficient. There's going to be much more transparency in the way government services are delivered if they have to be paid for. And there's going to be better accountability as far as this is concerned.
The director of ZPay Mobile Financial Services, Andrew Techiapia, asked GHIPSS to put in place measures so that their systems are not compromised. He said all players must begin to map out ways to protect the data of customers in order not to violate Data Protection Act 843.
Interoperability is good. We've talked about fraud. I don't see fraud being an issue because operators will continue to develop that part of it. Like I said, there's origination that takes care of that. It's not termination. In terms of GIFs itself, making sure that their systems are not hacked, I believe they have the relevant firewalls, they have the relevant security environment to protect it. But it shouldn't just be a conversation. They should make sure it's implemented and it's in play. In terms of data enhancement, data protection and enhancement, since we're all signatories to the Data Protection Act, the players in the market, it's important that from a data protection perspective, we sit down and redefine the next layer in this evolution, because clearly we have evolved.
Right.
Things have changed. Consumer data has now gone into third and fourth party environment. So let's define how that data is managed and how it is served. In terms of GIFs and the regulator and even the government and at large, my thing is, let's pass the Payment Systems Act. Let's define GIFs' role. It's very important to all of us players and GIFs is, we're clear what their role of GIFs is, and they are not going to be competitive, but they're going to be enablers to settle transactions and move it through so that we deepen this success and growth together.
You heard panelists on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point.